This is Lynn Thompson with Xander Phelps. Hi, Xander.
Hello, Lynn. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. We were just chatting briefly before the recording started, and it just feels so good to laugh because today on April 10th, 2020, things are getting kind of serious. We're talking a lot about play because you're kind of like a jester, right?
I go with more of the fool. I'm the fool of play.
Oh, okay.
Jesters are more like clowns for me, and fools, they're the ones with the wisdom. In the old court jester thing, the fool was the one who had the king's ear. He was the one who whispered and was, you know, just the guy who was juggling around, but he was inviting the king's chamber. So they had a whole network of spying going on through the fool network, and it was a very powerful organization. So the fool is really a powerful card and a mystery. And so I also like the play on word, fool of play. So that became my whole thing. Also, ambassador of play.
Ambassador of play, of course.
Yes. Yeah.
Part of what you do is juggling, right?
Juggling, yes. Juggling and hack are my two preferred forms of exercise, if you will. Juggling for upper body and hack for lower body and full body. Hacky-do is like the path of play, if you will. And the hacky-dos are the ones that I make specifically, like the that's the noun. The verb is the path of play. The hacks are the actual ball that you use. Instead of a hacky sack is owned by Whammo, and that's the game that people usually consider footbag is the generic term, right?
Okay.
So that's the whole, a Kleenex is a tissue. But, so, you know, hacky sack is a footbag. So hacky do are the ones that I teach people how to make. And those I call the ultimate play tool. So you can use those for juggling. You can use them for hack. You can use them for throwing them at each other, knocking down stuff. And then you have unlimited play possibilities with this thing that you've learned how to make.
Fantastic. It's nice to have options.
Options are good.
Playing with thyself for 10 minutes a day, a person's true self can emerge and purpose be revealed. That's pretty powerful. Is that something that you have found for yourself and that you advocate then for others?
Yeah. What I advocate is a thing called the play flow state. Now, a lot of information is coming about what the flow state is. It's where your mind like starts relaxing and shuts down part of your brain. It shuts down the time essence so you can focus just on the now. And people get into this state, like a lot of times playing sports or if they're doing engineers get into a lot, programmers, they can get to this state where they challenge your brain for like 10 minutes and all of a sudden part of your brain shuts down and then you find unique ways, pathways to find answers or solutions to things. But I call something that's a little bit different, it's called the play flow state, which is based upon revving your brain into an actively play state for 10 minutes a day. So what this does is my belief, Lynn, is that we are arrived here. We come to Earth in a play state. We're our child born here. We're trying to search around. This is a playground, basically. But as we start growing up in a society based upon fear, if you will, where we're not fully loved and not fully safe, that child part of our brain starts shutting down. And eventually, by the time we go through a school system, which teaches us that we're insignificant unless we do things their way, then all of a sudden that part of ourselves gets really scared and locks away. So by activating a state of play, it's not competition play. Like playing a sport where you're trying to beat somebody or something like that does not activate the same play flow. It's more of a cooperative competition type of thing that helps bring this out. Then the child starts feeling safe. It starts coming out again, and in that child, we have our purpose. We know why we're here, right? It activates as part of security. So it's like helping to get over the depression. Like a lot of us feel super like, oh, there's no point. We're super depressed about life. And this is a way just to remind us every day for 10 minutes, you spend that concentrated time of playing that you can do that again. This changes up the game completely.
Changes up the game of life, you mean?
Yes. That's the way I look at it. I look at it like, why else do we have to have all this? For me, it's a way to separate from our infinite self into a physical body so we can experience separation and experience a creation of physicality.
Really an illusion of separation, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, juggling is extraordinary for your brain, Lynn. The way they're finding out how the brain works, like juggling, is helping out with a lot of things. The cross-brain communication, the left and right hand thing, and going through the rhythms. I have a whole video talking about all of the benefits that juggling has for you, right? But when you walk and you're juggling, your body's walking with the left and right foot, and then you're juggling at the same time. It adds a whole other level to it. So people who've had severe brain damage, when they learned how to juggle, they found the brain started to repair itself. Even people with strokes, when part of the brain got shut down, once they started learning how to juggle, the neurons would find new pathways to connect things.
The other day in the kitchen, we each had a grapefruit in hand, and we just spontaneously started to throw it back and forth to each other. And it was
nice.
It was so fun, right?
Yeah.
We each threw our grapefruit to the other, tossing it underhand at the same time so that we were tossing and receiving. And I could do that for easily 10 minutes. I mean, that's so much fun.
Right.
So I thought it was, you know, a responsible way to do, the first steps of a juggle, right?
Yes, but I do recommend not use fruit. You can use socks as well. Like I tell people, train with socks. Or you can get juggling balls. They're a little bit easier to learn with because they're weighted the same and they have like a little bit of grippy tape and they're a little bit heavier. A lot of professional jugglers are like, you got to use juggling balls. But I'm not that way. I'd rather use my little hack things because they're a little bit smaller so I could put more of them in my pocket. And I can also kick them. You can't kick around a juggling ball. Super easy to learn juggling, the amount of time investment that you do. I can teach somebody how to juggle within an hour, three balls.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So learning another language or something like that, learning a musical instrument, there's a considerable amount more time investment, but the results are not as profound as just learning how to juggle. I mean, you can entertain people. You know, when I'm juggle walking places, I'll get babies staring at me. Elderly will look at me and they're like, oh, that's cool, you know. But it's something about it that just brings about a sense for people that things are cool, that everything's okay. I've pulled them out in some crazy situations where I just start juggling and everyone's like, oh, okay, everything's cool. There's a juggler.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, because I think it's really important for us to remember that really all is well and that everything can be well and that it's not ignoring pain or ignoring things that are challenging. It's just saying, you know what, right now, it's okay to just focus on this. Yeah.
All things considered, you know what I mean? I go with the thing that there was more jugglers, the world would be a better place. I think that we've got to recognize that we cannot just be in conflict all the time, that we have to go past our training of thinking that everything is fear-based and that we have enemies everywhere. So juggling is one of those things that bridges people. It gets people in better moods. And so, you know, there's so much to it. There's so much to it, Lynn, that I'm like, you know, I try just to, you know, I'm trying to just spread the word as much as possible right now, because we've got to come over this. I truly believe that play is the answer for just what we can do, how we can live our lives better, how we can treat the world better, because all life wants to play. Humans can do it exceptionally well, but we're just trained not to. And that puts us at war with all things, each other, all life. It doesn't make sense.
Play is the way.
Exactly. Play is the way. I finished working for NBC at one point. A couple of friends and I, like, we like revolutionized television back in 1995, and I got done doing it, and I was over it. So I kind of quit the job, and got everything down to a backpack, and I was about ready to leave, and one of my friends said, "Hey, do you have a hack with you?" I'm like, "No, because I was about to go travel, so I had this backpack on." And he goes, "Hey, keep this thing in your pocket. It's going to be the best gift anyone's going to ever give you." So he gave me a hack, and I went to the airport. I'm like, "Thank you, guy." I gave him a hug. You know, I haven't seen him since. But I went to the airport. My flight was 3 hours delayed, and I was sitting there, and I felt this bulge in my pocket that needed to be played with. So I went to a corner, whipped it out, and started playing with myself, right? So as I'm standing there doing this, some person from my flight just came up and asked to join in. So we started playing together, and we played for the full 3 hours, just having a great time, right? It was just extraordinary. And we finally got the call from the ladies, like, "Hey, you guys, come on over. The flight's about ready to leave. Let's go, let's go." So we just ran up to the thing. We were laughing, and the lady just goes, "Look, I just got to tell you guys, thank you. There were so many people who came by who commented on how cool it was to watch you guys playing over there. So you made the time go by fast. So great job." This is pre-cell phones. This is in 1995, right?
Yeah.
So we went in the plane. He sat someplace different than me, but I was sitting there in my seat, just like feeling into my body. And my body was like, "Wow, you just had an amazing exercise." And I felt so good, like better than any other sport thing I've played. I remember just feeling my pocket again, just feeling this thing in there going, "Wow, I have this thing that I can play with anywhere." And that's what I did. If I was waiting for a plane or waiting for a train or waiting for a bus, I could pull this thing out and start kicking it. Somebody would cool come up and join me. I went to a park in any country in the world. I go to some place where I can play. Somebody cool would come up and play with me. Somebody who was outgoing and wanted to play with a complete stranger. And then you're playing a nonviolent cooperative competition game where everybody wins. Nobody has a different colored uniform where you're trying to crush them. And when you add more people to it, it just gets better because everybody's working with each other going, "Yay, come on, let's do this. We've got this." Everybody leaves the circle happy. And I can't begin to explain how extraordinary hack is for the physical body. When you're balancing on one leg and you're kicking something out of the air, your brain is on fire. There's no other game, sport, something I've ever come across that does as much for your brain as hack does. Just reminding people, we've got this. You know, we've can come to a better place, but it really starts with the self. It starts with recognizing how powerful we individually are, and that when we play with ourselves, we can play with others and literally can transform this world back into a playground, as my belief is it's intended. So I just encourage people to find their way of play. I mean, everybody has their own ways of playing, if you will. But at the same time, if you can understand the importance of juggling, learn how to juggle, there's a video. I have all this stuff on my website, which is hackido.org, H-A-C-K-I-D-O.org. There's a video on there for the juggling thing, as well as how to make your own hacky-do with a stencil thing. Juggling and hack are what I call the pillars of play. For your physical and mental, spiritual body, those two ways of play have surpassed everything I've ever tried. And I've tried a lot of things, Liz. I traveled for 10 years with a backpack. In every country I went to, I would try to learn the way that they played, and I would get involved with it. But as soon as I pulled out a hack, everyone could play hack easily. You know, it wasn't like complicated at all. So that was, for me, was another little eye opener of how amazing it is. But if you can recognize exactly what those two pillars do for your body, they surpass everything. Easy rules. The three rules you can communicate. I communicate by sign language. You know what I mean? The no hands, no self-serves, no sorries. Everybody understands them. Set up little videos of like going to amazing places while I'm juggling the whole time. I use like a GoPro camera.
Oh.
And I give a little bit of history about the place, if you will, or something, some information about the place while I'm juggling and visiting beautiful spots. I have some great juggling videos on Kauai.
Oh, perfect.
So it's my latest way of trying to bring to fruition a lot of fun things.
Always demonstrating. I'm happy to share your message on living on purpose, for sure.
Yay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, live on purpose. Absolutely. Why not? Right?
Yeah, I think you can resonate with that theme.
Thank you so much. Aloha.
Aloha.